Rockstar by Lisa M. G. Crockett, Assistant Editor. When you first look at Aaron Shammy, you think he could get lost in a crowd. At 5'6" tall, he has the build of a gymnast. He's not exactly imposing, especially when you compare him with athletes who passed 6 feet several inches ago and can bench press more than Aaron weighs. But believe it or not, Aaron gets compared to all those sorts of people all the time. As a world-class speed climber, he caught the attention of climbing fans when he won the 1999 Extreme Games. You may know them as the X Games, speed climbing competition against a host of climbers who were much taller, stronger, and more experienced. Journalists, broadcasters, and other climbers quickly forgot that Aaron is small when you see him climb. A sports writer named Steve Smith described Aaron's climbing style at the X Games by saying, "He shot up the wall at the sound of the starting gun like a cat darting up a tree to evade an angry dog." But it's what happens after Aaron wins that is truly attention-getting. "I don't ever remember being nervous talking about my religion at all," says Aaron, a member of the Holiday 24th Ward, Holiday, Utah, North Stake. "I've made God the center of my life, and everything just falls into place after that. If something is that important, you shouldn't be afraid to talk about it." And he's not. After his big win, Aaron was asked how he would spend his substantial winnings. Winners in other X Games sports were talking about cars and other toys they would spend their money on, but not Aaron. "I told them that the money would pay for my mission." They, the newscasters at the event, really seemed to like that answer. It's not surprising that Aaron, fresh from the most exciting win of his athletic career, would immediately mention a mission. He doesn't let opportunities to talk about the gospel slip by, whether he's on television with a group of fellow X-gamers or just talking one-on-one with a friend. When people meet Aaron, they always want to learn more about the boy with boundless energy. They are interested in the reasons he doesn't drink or smoke, the reasons he always seems cheerful, and the reasons people are so drawn to him, and nothing makes Aaron happier than telling them why. "When I talk to the people at ABC Sports, I told them that the reason I do the things I do, that there are so many good things people can do, that there's no time left for all that unholy, unspiritual stuff," says Aaron. Aaron turned 19 just a few months before this year's X Games, and it would have been easy to postpone his mission just long enough to compete one more time before he left for the mission field. But he says he can't wait that long. He's too excited about being a full-time missionary. "One of my sponsors asked about this mission thing," says Aaron. "He asked if my church can't make an exception and let me leave later. I told him it's my choice." So this is it. Aaron has traded in his climbing gear for a suit and tie, and he's headed for a summit of a different kind. When Aaron returns home, maybe he'll be a little taller, maybe he won't, but he knows that he'll grow spiritually and that his testimony and his love for people will be stronger than ever. And it's that kind of training, more than any climbing or exercise he could do, that makes Aaron easy to spot in any crowd. Editor's note: Aaron has received his call to the Italy Padova mission. End of note. End of the article, Rockstar, by Lisa M. G. Crockett, Assistant Editor.